Now, 100 years on from the 1913 lockout, the legacy of the Workers' Rights Campaign is proving a source of inspiration to a group of adults with an intellectual disability. The Explorers Theatre Group from St John of God, Carmona Services in South County Dublin, recently performed a dramatic interpretation of the strike as part of events to mark St John of God Week. Reporter Louise Byrne met the group of actors who have been exploring what they have in common with the striking workers of 1913.
We're going to go through our play twice. While we're going through our play, I want lovely loud voices. Yeah? Remember, yeah. Come on from your belly. Yeah?
Final rehearsals in Mount Town Community Centre, Monkstown, County Dublin. 10 adults with an intellectual disability practice holding their strike signs, taking their stage positions and remembering lines. It's their interpretation of a 1913 strike, with Elizabeth Oxley playing the most famous striker of them all.
Jim Larkin, he was a good man. A really powerful voice.
What did the workers think of him?
I think the workers kind of like him because they know the worst. Just stick together and stand up for yourself.
Standing up for yourself is a concept this group identifies with. Drama facilitator Charlotte Tiernan on the parallels 100 years on.
We were looking at all the things in our play that the workers were looking for, were things like better healthcare, which is still very relevant today. And they were looking for minimum wage, which is still very relevant today. They were looking for better housing and for people with a disability. Better and appropriate housing is something, you know, we have to still considering today. So many of the things that were talked about today are relevant.
Through drama workshops and field trips, the group has been exploring the lockout, even using the iconic Strumpet City as research.
You stand at the gate every morning at 8 o'clock. Out comes the foreman and says, I want you and you and you. Like that, like.
What happens if he doesn't pick you?
Oh, well, you just ramble around to the docks and see if you can get work unloading. If you can't, you just go off home and hope for better luck next time.
Poor Gates, who's a member of the National 1913 Commemoration Committee, has also been lending a hand.
I think 1913, the centenary, is an opportunity to remind people of basic social solidarity values. And I thought it was very appropriate because 1913 is really the 1916 of the marginalised. It's the 1916 of all the people who didn't have anything, whether they suffer from disability of some sort or whether they're poor. This is their 1916.
So are you looking forward to the play?
Yes, I am.
Will you be nervous, Elizabeth?
Yes. I'm starting to get nervous right now at the moment.
Rehearsal's over. It's time for the real deal. A performance in front of friends, family and invited guests.
So lots of the workers got together and decided to join the union.
We're all right! We're all right! We're all right!
Liam plays a worker striking for better rights. Sarah is a scab crossing the picket line. And then it's Elizabeth's big moment. Can she overcome her nerves and channel Big Jim Larkin? She stands front of stage, arms aloft.
We need to stick together. And stand up for yourself.
Yeah, my name is Kay. Kay Oxley, I'm Liz's sister-in-law, came to support her today because I knew she was nervous. And they learn an awful lot. I mean, through all this, Liz has learned a lot, haven't you, Liz?
Yeah.
Do you think that this provides something of a voice, maybe, for Liz and her friends?
Yeah, it draws some attention to what they can achieve and what they can do, you know? I mean, to be honest, I wouldn't perform in front of that many people myself.
For the director of Carmona Services, Phil Gray, this type of project is another way to give service users the chance to have their say.
Carmona Services supports about 395 people with intellectual disability, from moderate, severe and profound. This drama piece that you saw today provides them with the opportunities to, I suppose, build up their confidence in speaking out.
The thing about drama is we bring aspects of ourselves into any time we play a role, and we bring aspects of the role into ourselves afterwards. I think we can learn a lot from looking at the past, and I think we have to demand better. And I suppose what I'd like to see is the guys coming from today and demanding better and a fairer life for them.
Charlotte Tiernan ending that report from Louise Byrne, and you can see the St John of God performance later this year as part of Dunleary Rathdown County Council's Social Inclusion Week.